Finally today, unless you work in Antarctica, it's not unusual to encounter a small child having a bad time of it in public.
Witness the kid a few chairs down from me at the dentist's office this week who was definitely having a bad time.
Well, Lake Effect SES Lane Pierce, the mom of a toddler, would urge you to look at those public displays a little differently in the future.
On those occasions when a parent finds herself out in public with her young children, and it's a bad day, meaning crying, screaming, running, throwing, and wild abandonment, it's hard to feel like all eyes aren't on you. The reality is they aren't. I have to remind myself often during those times that to the people around me, I am no big whoop. Neither is my melting child. Get my latte and get out of there. But to the challenging eyes, the eyes that flash, "Now what are you gonna do?" when my child ignores my direction and bolts, I have a gentle request for you. Look upon us with compassion, or don't look at all. You see my boy running circles through the deli, cookie in hand. You see me chasing, blowing hair out of my eyes, uttering clipped orders through tight lips. You see one moment of my child, of me as a mom, one small piece of a much larger picture. If you had seen more, even a moment before, you would have seen a 2-year-old boy with one of his best buddies, romping and giggling after having a fun lunch. What you wouldn't know is how happy I am that my little guy makes friends and seems to have normal and happy social skills. You wouldn't be able to tell how grateful I am that I can give him a chocolate chip cookie and not worry about a life-threatening allergy. That the cookie was a special treat because that little boy used the potty for the very first time that morning. You hadn't seen us the day before, when he accompanied me to the art museum and held my hand every time I asked. You couldn't have known that he walked through priceless art, eyes wide and hands at his side, that we stopped to watch live music and he danced in small controlled circles to the delight of the people watching, that when it was time to leave, I scooped him up and he wrapped his arms around my neck and buried his face in my shoulder, humming to the mandolins. My son is so much more than one difficult moment. Yes, I wish he hadn't terrorized the deli line. I wish I had figured out a way to manage him better. I know I don't owe anyone an explanation because most people don't even care, but I do feel the need to defend him to the eyes that were watching because I wish everyone could understand the larger picture of who he is, a bright, funny, rambunctious, kind, affectionate, curious little human being. And to my fellow parents out there, if you ever find yourself in one of those tough public parental moments, do your best, then leave the scene of the crime. Instead of sitting in your car ruminating over your failures, rewind until you find a special moment with your child. Keep going until you can see your creativity and love as a parent, until your little one becomes a full, adorable picture that is happy and unique, a picture only you as his parent can know. And finally, a special message to my friend at the art museum. Yes, your runaway stroller nearly crashed into a fragile piece of art. Yes, you were distracted with an ornery toddler. Yes, you were lucky. But don't beat yourself up. A moment earlier, you were showing a quiet, wide-eyed child all the colors of the rainbow.
Lake Effect SAS Lane Pierce writes, wrangles, and raises a spirited toddler with her husband in Whitefish Bay. And that's all for today's edition of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Have a great weekend, and I hope we'll be a part of it. Lake Effect Weekend is Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3, and you can join us right here again at 10 o'clock on Monday morning for another edition of Lake Effect from listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, your NPR station in Milwaukee.
Right now, keep listening. Coming your way at 12 noon, it's Here and Now from NPR and WBUR in Boston. But right now, it's 11 o'clock, and Fresh Air is next. We'll